I continue to call you Yo-Yo Joe because you're back and forth between Canton and Cleveland. How are things going for you?
Shoot, busy, man. Yesterday I was in Santa Cruz, California. Today I'm back in Cleveland, you know, one game after another, you know, just kind of on the go, but it's been good. You know, trying to get a few more wins down in Canton, but, you know, it's still early in the season. We're a pretty young team trying to figure it out, but I think, you know, we're getting better each game. You know, I think we're getting much more competitive than we were at the beginning of the season. So looking forward to our game Saturday at Neary, and they play tonight as well, actually, against Bakersfield. So you know, I'll be trying to, you know, keep tabs on that as much as I can, and then I'll check the score at the end of our game as well. But yeah, you know, it's crazy. You go from one focus of preparing for games in Canton, and then you come back up and, you know, you try and help these guys get ready for the game tonight against OKC. So, you know, my focus is with the Cavs right now and trying to get ready for this game against OKC. And then I'm sure tomorrow I'll probably turn right around and get my focus back on Canton and get ready for our game Saturday.
I talked to Jordy the other day on my show, and he said a lot of new faces, so everybody's still trying to feel each other out and figure each other out. He says we're competitive, we just can't get the wins, but at home we're playing better. Is that pretty much the way you see it as well?
Yeah, that's definitely how I see it. You know, I think, you know, we're improving for sure. It is a young team, a lot of new faces, a lot of guys are trying to figure each other out, and then you know, more so than I saw last year, there's been a lot more guys that have been assigned to us from various NBA teams. You know, we had guys from the Hawks with us earlier in the year, Damian Inglis from the Bucks was with us. I just saw where CJ Wilcox was playing with them tonight, so you know, it's definitely a lot more guys coming down and playing rather than just me or somebody from Cleveland going down and playing. So you know, that in itself makes it a little bit difficult and a bit of an adjustment for the guys that are there on a night-in and night-out basis.
I see you're averaging about 17 a game with Canton. What are you working on down there that you hope to be able to bring up here whenever your number is called with the Cavs?
Yeah, I mean, I'm just trying to be aggressive, you know, work on some of the stuff maybe I probably wouldn't be able to do with the Cavs. You know, they asked me to facilitate quite a bit more where the ball is in my hands, you know, whether it's handling off pick and rolls, or trying to get guys involved or look for my shot. Whereas with the Cavs or a lot of NBA rosters, I'm more so, you know, going to be used as a traditional 3-and-D type of guy. So, you know, you get to use the opportunity you can to kind of work on more than just a couple areas of your game and really just trying to expand and become as versatile as possible.
Well, I'll see you Saturday night. It's Cavs night at the Canton Charge game at the Civic Center on Saturday. I'll be down there. So hopefully you can throw in about 20. Get a win for the crowd, which should be close to a full house, and we'll talk to you after that game.
All right, perfect. Sounds good. Thank you.
Joe, thanks. Always a pleasure, man. Good luck.